lips. So I want to lead you through a little practice that I think will help you connect to this part of yourself. It's only going to be about 5 minutes. So if you have space where you can make sure you're not interrupted, like, please do that now. I'll also send out a recording for the practice in case you can't dive in right this second. But as we're going through this practice, there's a couple of things I want you to have handy. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything specific, but I want you to have something soft. So like, as an example, I just have my little pussy pillow here, or even just like a little tennis ball or a yoga massage ball to kind of place like on your pussy lips as you're sitting. And the reason for that is because it'll help you get feedback. So from your nervous system, what that will do is that'll start helping feel like the sensations pressing back on you from the outside. So you'll become more aware of the movement in your pelvic floor, more of the movement on your pussy's lips, like all of these things. So I'll give you a couple minutes to go ahead and grab that. I'm going to stop my share here for just a moment. Just want to see if anyone has any questions, go ahead and feel free to drive them in the chat. Otherwise, I'll start to bring you through the meditation here. Just gotta make sure my audio is shared here. Bear with me. Okay. And if someone's willing just to give me a thumbs up just to make sure they can hear it, because I know these things change quite a bit. I'm not always sure. Okay, so I'm gonna assume that you can hear it. If not, just chime in, let me know. And also let me know if it's too loud in the background. So what I would like you to do is you can take a comfortable seat, either cross-legged on the floor, you could also sit on a chair. And I want you to place either a pillow or a ball, or it can even just be your hands. You can even just cup your hands over your pussy. And I want you to start breathing. First in through your nose, and then out through your mouth. And the reason why this will just help you first ground into your breath. Notice where it's moving through your body. A lot of times we move through the day without even noticing the quality of the breath, how we're breathing, where the breath is moving. And as you're breathing in and out, I want you to start drawing the breath towards your pussy's floor, down towards your vulva. Maybe you can even feel your vulva press into your support or your hands. It doesn't have to be a lot, maybe just a little. If it doesn't get there, that is perfectly fine. Just imagine what it would feel like if it got there. Again, no judgments. Just allow the sensation to unravel itself. And if any thoughts or distractions come up, just notice them and try to set them aside. next inhale. As you inhale, I want you to really feel your pelvic floor or your vulva really press down into wherever you're seated, into your support. Almost like you're drawing roots into the ground. And then exhale and out. Just let everything release, compress. One more time, inhale. Exhale, rest, starting to notice this beautiful expansion up and down on the inhales and relaxation, compression on the exhales. And you can start to feel the same expansion from the front and the back of your body. So you're starting to breathe 360 degrees. So it's like your body is this ball that expands and contracts. So as you're breathing, feeling your body expand, also focusing on your vulva, the feelings there. Allowing your body to open, allowing yourself just to feel the sensations, whatever they happen to be. If it's discomfort, if it's numbness, if it's pleasure, let it all be just as it is and just listen to how your body is communicating with you. And then slowly stop here. Just bringing your awareness more to back to the room around you, back to the space around you. You can remove whatever you're seated on, or if you need to kind of stand up and move around a little bit to kind of discharge, you can go ahead and do that. But this is a beautiful practice to do, again, just to ground. This is something very simple you can do at any point. If you have to go into a conference room or do it by yourself in the bathroom, like this is a great way just to come back to your body. A lot of times, like I'll do this practice if like I feel confused or if I feel disconnected, right? Meaning like I'm starting to get really angry and maybe I don't know why, or all of a sudden, like I'll look up and I'll realize like, oh, like I've been doing things for a few hours and I really haven't really been paying attention to what's going on in my body. Like what is going on? Or if like, even if you have a specific thing, like even if like sex doesn't feel comfortable, just allowing yourself to build that connection with yourself to see what is going on there, starting to